This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Carl Warren.
Well, I've been saying it all morning, so yes, I'm going to say it again. I'm Mark Say from the Chinese rocket exploding over California. So I got that going for me. So that feels pretty good, folks. It is the Thursday edition. We are here. We are live. We are ready. We are raring to go. And if you're just waking up and turning on your radio, wherever you might be, we've got a lot to talk about in this hour. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, their website cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. And we always have a great discussion with Jimmy. It's always a Thursday morning at the bottom of hour four, which translates to about 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. And we're going to be talking about, of course, what Concerned Veterans for America is all about, what they do. And we've got a great topic this morning, so you definitely want to stick around, be with us at the bottom of the hour, and listen to what Jimmy T. Smith has to say. All right, so once again, folks, welcome to the show. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to opine, you can always head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we always love to hear from you. And wherever you're listening from, we're glad that you're there. If you're listening on the GCN network, welcome, of course. Thanks to everybody at GCN for everything that they do for the program. And everybody listening to us, picking us up this morning over on TalkStream Live, we really appreciate that as well. So whatever it is, whatever you're doing, welcome. All right. Well, one of the things that that we love to talk about here on the show is whenever Peter Doocy from Fox News just absolutely makes the day, I'm sure, every day for Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House Press Briefing Room. Great question, boilerplate answer, but should be a pretty simple answer if you ask me. But Peter Doocy asks Karine Jean-Pierre whether or not the administration believes that a lot of these big cities in the country have liberal DAs, and is this the reason why, you know, we have these crime problems, basically. Check out this question, check out the boilerplate answer, and we'll go from there. Here we go.
Do you guys think that some big cities in this country have liberal DAs that are too soft on crime?
Look, what I will say is I'm going to speak to every state or city here. It's not for me to speak to. We have been very clear about this. Anyone who commits a crime and is found guilty needs to be held accountable. That's what this president believes. And we are certainly very much, we welcome local law enforcement support and cooperation in apprehending and removing individuals in this country who pose a risk to our national security or also public safety. If they are found guilty, they should be held accountable.
And see, here we go. And again, that's kind of the boilerplate answer, right? That's the boilerplate answer. Well, if they're found guilty, they ought to be held accountable. But in many ways, and she even mentioned national security, well, that makes me think of people coming across the border illegally. And it's not just people coming across the border illegally that might be looking for, you know, trying to, you know, get a job or, you know, it, with the traditional notion, even though it's being done against our law to come across the border without without immigrating properly. You know, we understand that motivation. But what we're also very concerned about are people that come across the border with the express purpose of being a bad actor, you know. And so, number one, you've got to stop the problem at the border. You've got to at least make it incredibly tough for some of these bad actors to get across the border in order to set up to do whatever it is that they're going to be doing. You know, we also know, of course, there's many thousands and thousands of Chinese nationals that have come across the border illegally, from what we understand. You know, to what end? I think that's a very, very, that's a great question in and of itself. But the boilerplate answer there, you know, is just designed to just try to get you to move on to the next question. And of course, the simple answer to that question, she could have just said, no, the president doesn't believe they're too soft on crime. Or, you know, because obviously the real answer is, well, yeah, yeah, they are too soft on crime. You know, there was a young woman arrested in the Los Angeles area. They finally caught her. Evidently, she was going around smashing windshields and keying cars and so forth for no rhyme or reason. They just happened to track her down through many of these different video surveillance systems and so forth. But my first thought as I was watching it on the local news earlier today is just that, well, you know, she'll probably get released. You know, even these are felony vandalism charges. You know, no motivation. No, it's not like she was trying to get back at somebody or something. She just saw cars and threw bricks at them. And but of course, what will happen more than likely is the liberal DA in Los Angeles will not do much. I mean, this is the world that we're living in right now. But here's the thing. As I mentioned in the intro, as I was saying, well, I'm marked safe from the exploding Chinese rocket that was re-entering the atmosphere. And it was launched a while ago, but it was launched a couple of years ago, as I understand. I'm marked safe from that. So, but although I still look up, you know, I just, you know, have to be careful. But what I'm not marked safe from, and what we're not marked safe from, we're not marked safe from rising crime. We're not marked safe from inflation that's out of control. We're not marked safe from the border being out of control. We're not marked safe from the foreign policy that's going out of control. And my friends, this is, you know, the one thing that Dr. Jill said earlier when she was on CBS Mornings, when she had, I think we'll have that audio clip. We'll find that again and we'll play it after the break. But when she said, well, you know, people have these choices. Well, I guess she got part of it right. Yeah, people do have choices. We have choices to not have to have a border situation out of control, rising crime, rising inflation, a foreign policy that's leading us down the road to what could be major conflicts, not just in the Middle East, but in Europe as well. Yeah, aren't you glad, folks, that the adults are back in the room? Aren't you happy about that? I'm telling you. Yeah, no, I'm not doom and gloom, but I'm just calling it like it is. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
So riddle me this, Batman. You know, what? Why would you in the world get rid of a lot of the oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to give the illusion that you were going to help gas prices, quote unquote? Because when you went back to try to put that oil back, it would be like, you know, what we call really expensive in the biz. It's called really expensive. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, Thursday edition. And we are just rolling along here. Glad to be with you, of course. Yes, the Biden administration is canceling plans. I'm not laughing because it's funny. This is the way it is now, I guess. A Biden administration cancels plans to refill emergency oil reserve amid high prices. Remember when we were able to fill up the SPR and it didn't cost anything near that it costs right now? Well, those days are long gone, my friends, unfortunately. And we don't have the oil. And Joe Biden, you know, the Biden administration would release that oil in order to try to make it look like they're trying to help gas prices. You know, this, you know, we see past all that. This from Fox Business. The Biden administration has abruptly canceled a plan announced last month to purchase up to 3 million barrels of oil as part of its effort to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The SPR, which Congress established for emergency situations, not because, you know, we're going to try to take the edge off, but even that, it didn't even really do that. I mean, and it's a finite resource in the sense that you've got this SPR there. You shouldn't start draining it because, I don't know, maybe you might need it, you know, for something, maybe for the military, maybe for some other major national emergency that might happen, not just that the gas is high. but that you might need it. We can't get any more for a while. You know, it's this kind of thing. All right, so Congress established it for emergency situations. Currently, it contains 363.6 million barrels of oil, a 43% decline from January 2021 when President Biden took office, federal data shows. Biden began depleting the reserve in late 2021 to combat high fuel prices. The Department of Energy said that while it remains committed to refilling the SPR, it would pull back its most recent solicitation for oil amid increasing prices. On March 14th, DOE's Office of Petroleum Reserves announced the solicitation for 3 million barrels of oil to be delivered in August and September to its Bayou Choctaw site in Louisiana, one of its four major SPR storage facilities. Keeping the taxpayers' interest at the forefront, see, they're really looking out for you now. Keeping the taxpayers' interest at the forefront, we will not award for the Bayou Choctaw SPR site in August and September, and will continue to solicit available capacity as market conditions allow, DOE spokesperson said. As always, we monitor the market dynamics to remain nimble and innovative in our successful replenishment approach to protect this critical national security asset. Well, you know, if you're the president of the United States of America, don't you think that you would probably put the critical national security asset ahead of everything else? Like this would be sacrosanct, basically. This would be something that, I mean, this is there for a legitimate emergency, my friends, and not simply because, you know, today I'm asking them to do this and trying to make you think. And again, it's all about the messaging. To make you think that something is being done, when in reality what's being done really isn't going to have any kind of effect other than, you know, in other words, you would get more bang for your buck if you were to encourage, say, more drilling. Okay? Now there's an idea. How about more drilling? And allowing drilling to take place on some of these federal lands that you have blanketed said, no, this can never happen. In other words, if there's a legitimate crisis that Americans are experiencing in terms of an economic one that you could actually do something about, why wouldn't you do it? Well, of course, because you have a different agenda, obviously. You have this messaging that you're getting at, and you have this need to create the illusion. And that's why the far left doesn't want to ever really solve any problems. And this is one of the big differences, my friends, between how somebody like Donald Trump approaches things. I think the way he's always approached things. And this is why I think this is one of the reasons he rattles so many cages, you know, on both sides of the aisle. And that's because he comes from this world where it's this world where you're building the building, okay? You're building the building, and you can't, you know, politics and DEI and all this stuff, that doesn't build the building. You have to build the building using practical things like, I don't know, science and architecture and established norms of you know, how you put up a building, you know. And so you can't simply rely on the political machinations that go on every day in Congress for all the other things that we ever do in this country, because otherwise the building will fall down for real. And so Donald Trump had come from a world where they would say, okay, Mr. Trump, we've run into this issue on the construction, or we've run into this issue in the design. If we design it this way, it's going to fall down. If we do this, we make these modifications, it's going to cost a lot more money, but the building will stay up and your investment will be strong for many years to come. Well, you got to go with that way. And then you know what happens? You solve the problem and you move on, because there's going to be some other problem, right? But in the world that Donald Trump sort of came into politics, he came into the world of, we never solve problems. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean we're going to solve the problem? What do you mean we're going to come up with a solution to something? If we come up with a solution, well, then we, as Democrat Party elite members, we can't then go back to our constituents and say, we're going to fight for you because there's still no solution. And we're going to keep looking for this solution as long as it takes. Just keep voting for us and sending us back, and then we're going to come up with a solution. That's what they do. And this is one of the reasons why they fight against Donald Trump so much, because he actually wants to solve many of these problems insofar as they can be solved, and then people can progress. They can. And you want to talk about being progressive? How about this? How about we really be progressive? How about we actually are progressive? How about we solve problems and then progress to the next level? Okay? It's, you know, it's not rocket science, everybody. And you can tell that to the Chinese whose rocket just exploded over California. All right. I tell you what, I think we got plenty of time here in this segment to take a quick call. We've got Mary in St. Pete who's lighting up the phone line right now. Good morning, Mary. You're on the program.
Hey, good morning. You know, I think it's all about getting people to look to the government for answers to every single problem that you have in life.
Yeah.
Speaking of being listened to or being monitored on the computer, I think you're being listened to all the time. I think you're being viewed upon all the time, even in your own house. If you own a smart appliance, a smart TV, an Alexa, anything like that, you're being monitored. And I realize that people these days seem to have a worship at the altar of their cell phone, which is capturing virtually everything you're doing, by the way. Even if it's off, it has a backup battery that it's still on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling that, quote, emergency services. But if you're going to worship at the altar of your cell phone versus human interaction, and that means you're running, AI is running your life. People love the cell phone. They'll interrupt the conversation to get an answer on a cell phone. It is absolutely ridiculous, because if you worship your cell phone or the government or anything like that, as a Christian, you're not got God first in your life, so to speak. And also, if you're Christian, you believe there's a God, and if you believe there's a God, you know there's a Satan. And how much of that is being invaded in our lives by Satan with temptations? That's just a thought,
mm-hmm.
but that's kind of the way I see it. It's like you can't worship God. You can't worship anything but God. And it seems like they're trying to drag you away from God. You're worshiping a machine, an evil machine. So,
well,
that's just my thought.
I appreciate it very much, Mary. That's right. You can't serve two masters. That is the God's honest truth. Mary, thank you for calling. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. Thanks, Mary. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. He's going to be with us for our Thursday morning conversation. So stay right there. Don't want to miss it. We are coming right back.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Despite the deaths of three humanitarian aid workers and an Israeli airstrike, the Biden administration is maintaining its current policy toward Israel. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president anticipates a prompt and comprehensive investigation into the incident. Nonetheless, President Biden is under pressure to cease providing weapons to Israel amid the conflict. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people being injured. There are still concerns the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels. Senator Bernie Sanders is championing the idea of a four-day work week. The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN highlighting that the wealthiest people in the country have never had it so good. Sanders advocates for a 32-hour work week without any reduction in pay. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You know, of course, as we continue to monitor and get more information in about the earthquake in Taiwan, our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to everybody affected by this. From what I understand, it's at least 12 people that have lost their lives in this terrible earthquake. There may be more, as some may be trapped, of course, maybe even in underground tunnels. And so a 7.4 is, I think, is what the initial shock was. They've had some aftershocks, upwards of 6.4. And I'll tell you, from living in earthquake country, even a 6.4, that will be very significant. And so our friends in Taiwan, we're really thinking about you right now in the aftermath of this terrible quake. Well, folks, it is Thursday. It's time to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. That's cv4a.org. cv4a.org is the website. You can also find him on X at Concerned Vets. And once again, it's great to talk with Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, Jimmy. Great to have you back.
Good morning, Colin. Always wonderful to be on the show and be able to talk with you. And I really enjoyed the opportunity to talk about some issues that, you know, quite often people are not talking about. So today, you know, I'd love to talk about the fact that can we deal and continue to deal with this whole issue of American ammunition being spent, and will that potentially put America in a less safe position by not having enough ammo if we need to fight a war?
Yeah, that is a very huge concern, and you're right. We don't hear about it a lot. Only we hear that, you know, such and such $1 billion is going to be slated to be spent. We understand sometimes that means we'll try to buy new equipment here in the U.S. as we give some surplus. But still, you're right. What about ammunition, ordnance, everything that is going somewhere else right now. How does that all add up?
Really, and you know, you think about this, Kyle, there is this really disconnected view that cutting a check from Washington means arms for Ukraine. What it means is that money is going to end up going to fund the replacement of the ammunition. So right now they're saying, well, we'll send over billions of dollars of equipment. Well, that's great, but the $1 billion of equipment and ammunition needs to be replaced. And there lies the problem, because let's just look at artillery shells first and foremost. Right, in October of last year, we produced about 23,000 a month in the United States. That's about 300 plus thousand total that can be produced in a year at that rate. And that means that, you know, here's the amount that we're using to replace what we had already sent to Ukraine and other locations. So if Ukraine is using 4,000 to 7,000 a day, and we're producing 20,000 a month, the numbers don't work out. And this is really where part of the problem that people don't understand. It takes years. An artillery shell is not something that, you know, you just pop it in the oven, it comes out. This is something that nowadays is a very technical piece of equipment. So a lot of people are not realizing the ability to produce these is very difficult. And then when you go into the more technological things, like air defense artillery kind of things, Patriot missiles or anti-tank things like the Javelins, those take even more years to replenish. And at the rate that things are being used in Ukraine, it demonstrates that if we were in a high-intensity conflict, which is what Ukraine is called, then that would be problematic for America.
You know, I'm so glad that you're talking about this, because this is this idea that let's just say, you know, we're talking about Ukraine, but you know, in the back in the days of the Cold War, the height of the Cold War, that was one of the most overriding concerns, and that was, let's say you're fighting the Soviet Union. Well, pretty quick, one of those two sides might start to lose that war, because you can't, you know, you don't have Rosie the Riveter who can't put together P-51 Mustangs at a breakneck pace and keep, you know, throwing it over into the war for more, you know. And so that's what could bring up, even in that kind of scenario, the specter of a nuclear exchange, because one side starts to lose. Precisely what you're talking about, because you can't rebuild this stuff so quickly.
You can't. And let's look at what's happening with the Middle East and America sending missiles over into Yemen with the Houthis. Whenever that's happening, they're using a lot of the Tomahawk missiles. They have already used an entire year's supply of attacking them. We do not replenish at the rate that's needed to keep that up. So here's these very technological pieces of equipment, and we are fundamentally just shooting them over like there's plenty to have. At some point when we run out, or if we run out, then how are we going to replace them? Nobody's going to automatically flip on the machine and these missiles are going to pop out. Again, these are years-long pieces of equipment that have to be made. And when these years-long process to make these pieces of equipment do happen, we have to hope that we can get the resources, get the precious metals, get all these different things. It's not as simple as America says. And the mentality of just have Washington write a check for it does not get that item made in a timely manner. And, yes, we've seen the ramping up of production of arms, but that production of arms ramp up is not still a fast enough rate for them, just for Ukraine. So add in now what's going on in the Middle East, and what happens if America has to have a conflict in Taiwan to defend Taiwan from an invasion with China, just as an example. Do we have enough ammo? And I'll have to tell you, when we see Japan having to loan America artillery shells, or we have to see South Korea loaning America Patriot missiles, this is an indicator we're not ready.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, this is very, very concerning, because it seems to me that the politics of it, the idea that, well, we want to write a check so that we can, you know, look good politically or something, that's all outpacing the actual practical issues that face our military. And I'm so glad you brought up Taiwan, because even right now, with the earthquake that's occurred there, this disaster, you better believe in Beijing, they're saying to themselves, hey, maybe we could do something right now while everything's in flux over there. And that would put us smack dab in the whole thing.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are safe and secure here in America, which we should be, because we have the two oceans and two weak enemies. But if we are going to play in foreign policy to where we potentially might have to deploy troops into places around the world, we need to make sure we're fully ready. We have learned through experiences in the past where the military has said it's ready. Oh, everything will be fine. You can look in Task Force Smith when the Americans drove up into Osan to stop the march of the North Koreans coming down. They were ill-prepared, but all the records and all the paperwork and everything said that, hey, this unit is ready to go. They've done all the training, met all the things. They went over there, and the bazookas were bouncing off tanks and things like that. They were ill-prepared. What happens if America, after supporting Ukraine and supporting issues in the Middle East, has to go to Taiwan to defend from China, and we're going over there and just using old stockpiles or out-of-dated stuff, or our equipment is not the front-line best equipment possible? We need to really focus, when we talk about ammunition and arms, on the fact that we need to start thinking about our current resources, how fast it takes to develop those resources, and where they should be used to better keep America safe. And right now, I have to tell you, this promise of checks from the United States and even from Europe does not mean a safe America.
Well, indeed. And, of course, we hear these rumblings from places like Poland, for example, that are very concerned that the war in Ukraine can become a much larger European problem, you know, not too long from now if things keep going the way that they're going. You know, that the whole thing is bad from our perspective.
When you think about it, from the time of NATO, you know, the world had the Cold War and there was a lot of arms production. But the fall of the Berlin Wall, Europe basically said, yeah, we don't need to produce arms this much. Even America basically, you know, ramped down the production of the arms and things like that, not near as much as they did over in Europe. But then you had the invasion of Georgia, Crimea, and now the invasion of Ukraine. The Russians, on the other hand, had ramped up their military productions as they've gone into these other countries. At that same time, Europe should have looked at this going, hey, we need to get our stuff up. We need to get up our development up to a rate that we can defend ourselves. But they didn't. Even America, as they watched things happening in Georgia and Crimea, didn't start really ramping things up until the invasion in Ukraine.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, the time goes by way, way too fast, but the website, of course, is cv4a.org. People can find you on X or Twitter at Concerned Vets, right?
Absolutely. American, email me at jsmith@cv4a.org.
Sounds good. Take care, Jimmy. Great to talk with you. Have a great week, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Jimmy T. Smith, everybody. We're going to come right back for the final segment of the morning, so don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
So Pete Buttigieg is mocking Americans who don't want their electric cars, I guess. He was actually on Fox News, we understand, Fox News on Tuesday afternoon. He says, let's be clear, the automotive sector is moving towards EVs, and we can't pretend otherwise. Sometimes when these debates happen, I feel like it's the early 2000s, and I'm talking to some people who think that we can just have landline phones forever. Unquote. Folks, first of all, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you this morning, and we have a lot more to talk about, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to leave me a direct message as well. That comes right on through, and we sure appreciate it. But yeah, this thing from Pete Buttigieg, where he says, well, first of all, I don't think it's really an analogy that holds water, or maybe holds a charge. We'll just update it. It's not holding a charge here. First of all, while the automotive sector is moving towards EVs, well, they kind of tried, and they're figuring out that a lot of people don't want them. It's not that they're just opposed to electric vehicles, because there are mission-specific things that you could have, where you could have a vehicle that you use to commute back and forth to your job, you know, every day, and You know, that might work for you. I've mentioned many times before, I have a neighbor as a Volt, and they drive the Volt back and forth to work, and it fits their need for that. But they have gas-powered vehicles to do other things, like if they wanted to go on a trip or stuff like that. So, but that in and of itself isn't the problem. The problem is that, number one, you got mandates that are being put in place. And number two, the EVs themselves aren't really a better choice at this point. Oh, you got the political aspect of it. I'm saving the planet. I'm doing this. Whatever. But in reality, in other words, Pete Buttigieg kind of messed up in this quote, like all over the place. Because, number one, they're not really moving to EVs. They're actually moving to hybrids because that's what they're figuring out that people will want to have if they really even consider to have an electric vehicle. They want that gas-powered engine such that they don't have the range anxiety that you would have, right? That naturally, if you have an electric vehicle or it's very cold, you know, all the stuff we've seen happen. So that's the first one. Second one is saying, well, and I think it's the early 2000s, I'm talking with some people who think we can just have a landline phone forever. Well, I'm here to tell you, as I mentioned earlier, that the landline phone, it's not because, you know, somehow electric cars are like or replacing something akin to a landline phone. It's not. Because when the cell phone began to emerge, I remember the first time I saw somebody actually had an iPhone. I mean, this is one of the early, early iPhones. And I thought, wow, I mean, this is really something. All those little icons and the screen and the whole thing. That was many years ago, and now it's all ubiquitous. But the modern-day cell phone supplanted the landline because it did things better overall. Now, to be fair, in some applications today, you might want to have a hard landline. A lot of alarm systems use that kind of thing. When you really got to call the fire department, it's got to go through. That's that kind of thing. Although we do see some cellular things now taking over as well. But generally speaking, some landlines still have their place, but they're very, very small now compared, right? But the cell phone came in and did things better. It was a better solution. You could carry your phone with you. You could make calls from wherever. You'd call in your car. No matter what. You didn't have to be there waiting to pick up the phone and watching that phone instrument and waiting for it to actually go ding-a-ling so you'd pick it up. And by the way, have you ever tried to explain it's all in fun, right? You explain to your young people or to your kids and say, you used to have to pick up the phone and you had no idea. Who was calling you? You'd have to pick up the phone and say, hello? And you didn't know who it was until they told you. And so these days, it's like, well, I don't know who this person is. I'm not going to answer. It'll go to voicemail. You know, you hear this all the time. But my point is, the cell phone was better. It was like, you know, and I love horses and everything, but cars supplanted horses and buggies, you know, the automobile, the horseless carriage, as it were, and that supplanted the automobile because it was more efficient, and it was arguably a better mode of transportation, and so on and so forth. Well, so what Buttigieg gets wrong here is that it's not because, at least right now, the EVs aren't supplanting gas-powered vehicles because they're better. They exist and people have them and they've been pushed by government mandate because it's the politics of the whole thing. Now, arguably, maybe in the near future, you're going to see a lot more improvements, but those improvements have to be real. They have to actually mean something and they have to be practical and they have to be something where you can charge this thing in a few minutes. And it'll go for 500 miles or something. And in other words, replace the car and make it better. That's what the market's supposed to do. But government doesn't think like that. And the virtue signaling doesn't think like that. It's entirely based on, well, this is how we feel. And this is just what we want. So it's not necessarily a moonshot. I remember many, many years ago, several years ago, I think it was on the cover of like Car and Driver one of those the car magazines, and it did say it had a picture of an electric car, an early version of an electric car. It said moonshot, you know, that kind of thing. And it, you can develop the technology, and you can make it better, but it has to be organic. So that's my take on Pete Buttigieg. But the essence of that whole thing was just to be like, well, you know, you just don't get it. You see, that's the idea. You're just trying to bring people along. Well, are you going to be trendy? Are you going to be with it? Are you going to be hip? Are you going to be part of it? You know, or are you going to be one of those? You know, I just have my landline, and that's all I. You know, it's, you know, because you're just not with it. Well, somebody else who's not with it, I think, is Dr. Jill. Dr. Jill was on CBS Mornings. Now, the Wall Street Journal has Trump leading in some 6 swing states. Harris Poll. We had a clip earlier from Mark Penn from Harris Poll saying that, you know, Trump is also leading in their polls as well. In some cases, they estimate 2 to 5%. In these different key swing states. And so Dr. Jill is on CBS Mornings, and she's being asked a question by one of the panel there. He doesn't even get the question out, and Dr. Jill has to sort of railroad over him about it to explain to you, well, you just listen, and you'll get exactly what I'm talking about. Here we go. Here's Dr. Jill on CBS Mornings.
He's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up, and he's even or doing better. So, you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
There you go. That's right. And it reminds me of when Joe Biden was outside of Air Force One, and he walked up to the media there, and he says, I'm winning 5 polls, 5 of them, you know, and people like, what 5 polls are you talking about? But it doesn't matter, right? Because as long as you just go out and say it, same here with Dr. Jill. But first, you know, he's not losing. In fact, he's coming up, and then he's even. So which is it? But she did not want him to finish that question. She did not want him to, you know, pose it to her somehow. She was ready. She was loaded for bear on that one, because they watch these polls. They understand, and they know that their campaign, and I mean, yes, this is an uphill slog. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. It's an uphill slog to November, but they understand that their campaign is built on sand. Even Ron Klain, as I mentioned earlier as well, Ron Klain said, you know, the prices are too high. The president has to address this somehow. You have to look like you're making progress somehow. Of course, they're not going to do that. But their campaign's based on sand. Their record is, that's a laugh. Their record is based on sand. So you got to just steamroll. You got to roll over people when they ask you that kind of question. So that's Dr. Jill for you. Folks, thanks for listening this morning. We are out of here for the morning, but stay tuned to this radio station for more great talk radio. Kyle Warren with you. Go out there. Make it a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.